It's cutting time in Italy.
Make it a working lunch. Listen to the Marketplace Midday Update podcast for the day's top business headlines. Subscribe on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Lots of movement this morning when it comes to the European debt crisis. Vice President Biden is in Athens offering U.S. support as Greece tries to get its finances in order. The leaders of Germany and France are in Paris meeting to come up with a long-term strategy to keep the euro together. And Italy's new leader is proposing big tax and spending changes ahead of a summit on Friday. For more on that, let's bring in Isabella Bufacchi, a journalist with the financial newspaper Il Sole 24 Ore. She joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what exactly is Italy's new leader, Mario Monti, proposing this week?
The numbers are big. It is an austerity plan with spending cuts and tax increases. There are new taxes on wealth. They're reintroducing the property tax, which was just taken away recently on the first house. So it's a lot of measures that have two, let's say, ambitious objectives.
And I imagine that if a U.S. leader were to propose big tax increases and spending cuts like this on this scale, it would be very difficult for that person to get the public behind him or her. How difficult is it going to be for Monti to get all this through this week?
Well, it's going to be this week, and then probably some reforms will take a few more weeks till year end.
But still very quickly.
Yes, but I think there is a mix, and this is what Mario Monti is hoping, is saying, okay, there is a lot of sacrifices for some, but people who are not paying taxes or people are very wealthy, they're going to pay more.
Isabella Bufacchi with Il Sole 24 Ore, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, a report out this morning finds income inequality is at a record high, not just in the U.S., but around the world. That's according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Marketplace's David Gura reports from Washington.
The gap between the rich and poor has widened in developed countries pretty steadily over the last 30 years. Lane Kenworthy teaches political science at the University of Arizona.
There are a kind of common set of economic changes that have occurred, roughly speaking, since the 1970s.
One change was globalization. Companies now face more competition than ever, both here and overseas.
The increase in competition has made it a lot more important for firms to try to rein in labor costs or prevent them from rising.
And unions aren't as strong as they used to be. Technology has eliminated some jobs, and it's become a barrier for many people looking for work.
Technology has rewarded more those with high level of skills compared with those with relative low level of skills.
Stefano Scarpetta wrote the report. He says taxes and benefits can play a big role in reducing income inequality, but tax rates have gone down for high-income earners in many countries. And as countries cut back, social programs may be the first to go. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher overseas this morning, up about 1% in Frankfurt and Paris. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow dropped less than a point to close at 12,019.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
If I had to come up with a word for the month we just had, it might be accountability. Think about it. The leaders of Greece and Italy stepped down because of public anger. The coach of Penn State was forced out because of the child abuse scandal there. And there are calls for the University of California Davis chancellor to leave office after police pepper sprayed student protesters last month. For more on the subject of accountability, let's bring in Jeffrey Sonnenfeld. He heads the Chief Executive Leadership Institute at the Yale School of Management. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Well, first of all, are you surprised by all of these people at the top of these organizations being asked to step down because of trouble far down the chain?
No, not at all. That's the whole idea of accountability. That's why the great sociologist Weber created the notion of bureaucracy, which he intended it to be as a good word, as a notion of justice instead of just capricious bullies making random decisions. You have a system of accountability. That's why somebody rises up and is paid the big bucks to be the boss, is they have to create a system where there is that accountability.
We've got this situation in University of California, Davis, where there was this pepper spray incident. A couple of police officers pepper sprayed some Occupy protesters. And now there are calls not for the police chief, but the chancellor of the university there to resign.
Well, you just wonder what her role was and what are the orders that were given to them. And you wonder how police captains could take this on with their own authority or, you know, the negligence of coaches and athletic directors in the other situations without the president knowing. And they also have an obligation to be diligent, that this negligence is no excuse.
Do you then risk micromanagement if you have this person at the top who's very worried about what might happen underneath them?
There's nothing more important than the university manages than its reputation, its image, its moral character. What else would be more macro managing? What's more important, the school colors?
Is there a difference in how you handle something like this or the responsibility that is given to the head of a university versus a corporation or some other kind of an organization?
Yes, it's scarier because you're set up as a pillar of integrity in society, number one. Number two, they have young people there. And number three, they also have police power. Very few, if any, corporations really have the delegated state authority of police forces to do some pretty horrendous things. All three of these qualities are, I think, what make a university president on heightened alert. This is what they should be learning instead of how to hold more football pep rallies.
Jeffrey Sonnenfeld heads the Chief Executive Leadership Institute at the Yale School of Management. Mr. Sonnenfeld, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And finally, to the UK, where an 11-year-old boy lost his pet chicken, Louise, and after scouring the neighborhood for it, his mom turned to Twitter. According to the Northampton Chronicle and Echo, her plea was retweeted by a user in the U.S., and the chicken was found across the street. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.